Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 13th July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 22nd of Dhul Qa'dah, 1441. In previous lessons, we have already learned that some surahs of the glorious Quran hold extra special virtues and benefits. Today, I'll be mentioning the benefits and rewards of reading one of the shortest surahs in the Quran. This surah is one which is most probably the most frequently read in Salah. It is most likely the first surah we all memorized and probably the easiest to read. This surah is Surah Ikhlas, and the words of this surah are قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Now let us learn today how much reward is within this very short surah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ is equal to 1/3 of the Quran, and قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ is equal to 1/4, meaning quarter of the Quran. This means that by reciting Surah Ikhlas, three times we will get the reward of reading the entire Quran. So if a person was to make it part of his daily routine of reading Surah Ikhlas 100 times a day, he will get the reward of completing the Quran 33 times each day. Now let us look at another benefit. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a man once went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love this surah, meaning قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, Surah Ikhlas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that your love for this surah will enter you into Jannah. On another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites this chapter, meaning Surah Ikhlas, 10 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a palace for him in Jannah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu upon this said, then we will have many palaces in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has more and what is better, meaning nothing is beyond Allah. Many palaces in Jannah, it is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that if anyone who is about to sleep on his bed lies on the right side and then read Surah Ikhlas 100 times, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say to him that, O my slave, enter into paradise from the right side. Through this surah, we will also gain forgiveness. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if anyone recites this surah 200 times every day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 200 of his minor sins. Finally, let us look at one habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would retire to bed, then before going to bed, he would first of all recite the final three quls of the Quran, meaning قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ, and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, these three surah. And after reciting these, he would blow into his blessed hands, and thereafter he would rub his hands over his entire body, wherever his hands would reach. Before ending today's lesson, I will just quickly mention that when we hear the news of someone passing away, it is a very quick and easy practice for us to read Surah Ikhlas and send them the reward. By reading it three times and sending the reward to that person, then we will have given them the reward of reading the entire Quran once. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to practice upon today's very easy lesson, inshallah. Until next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.